It's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Shaka's corner, Sharon!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the
VAR
show. With your host that does the most, the one that's good at making toast.
Mm-hmm.
The one, the only, DJ Stones.
With him is the man who has just signed a lifetime contract extension with Manchester City. No surprise there, you know, they've been looking for the deal. And I've been keen the whole time, you know. But I'm proud to stay in the club and hoping to achieve greater success. But it is DJ Sticks.
Yep, and he signed on loan deal to the to the show. We don't have him on a permanent yet. We need to first see how good of a player he is.
Oh, okay. So these are trials, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so
cool.
Don't fail.
Okay, no, I won't fail.
But talking about trials and transfers,
it is going down.
Did I save it there? I didn't know I was going with trials.
I was like, trials, okay.
Talking about transfers, we got a transfer season going on.
A crazy one.
Yeah.
With lots of things that have gone on this week. And I know some stuff. My co-host here is very happy, you know, because there's a deal that he's been waiting for, which has taken Manchester United an awfully long time. An unnecessarily long time, to a point where now we've been wondering, is this deal actually going to happen, you know? But it was confirmed 2 days ago. What? Am I right? 2 days ago.
About 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
We have none other finally signing in Ryan Mbeumo to become our number 19.
From Brentford, finally.
I think it was what, 70 mil?
Yeah, close to 70 mil. Obviously, you know, with Man United, it has to be around those prices. You know,
it was crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited and glad that you know, we finally made the signing. And I've been telling people, you know, for me with Man United, I wasn't really excited about like the first signing. I would start feeling something after seeing what we do after the second time. And now I'm 30%
happy. 30%
happy. 20% happy.
There's still like three signings, right? For this window. Two.
Yeah.
Matthias Cunha and then Brian Brim.
Yeah. And look, we also get a left wing back that's been on tour with us now. We got him last season, but we kept him on loan. He came this season. But I'm 20% happy because there's still places we need to kind of have changes in the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not really bolstered up the squad in those places. And a big area was with our goalkeeper. And with what a lot of people say is a striker.
Yeah.
And look, with this, when it comes to the striker, there's two things I want to see, right? Number one, I want to see whether or not that, you know, will there actually be a striking problem? A part of me believes that, a part of me feels sorry for, what's his name?
Hoyland,
because there was just no service, you know? There was no service. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are crying for a striker, but a lot of people are forgetting that one of our biggest complaints last season was that there was no service.
For the striker.
And yes, maybe Hoyland's hold-up play is horrible, but what happens when he starts getting service in the box?
He finishes. He's a finisher.
We saw that in the beginning part of the season.
He's a finisher.
You know? And that's what we want. And obviously now later down, his confidence goes low.
Yeah.
So if I'm the manager in this preseason, I'm trying to get my guys to get this guy on a scoring sheet. You know, and you saw it with Liverpool. What's his name? Darwin Nunes had a hat-trick behind closed doors.
Let's go.
A closed-door match.
Let's go.
And, yeah, people will be like, yeah, it's closed door. It means nothing. But you're helping your striker get confidence.
Yeah, that's a
and
lot
that's,
of confidence.
That's important, especially coming into the first game. Because if he can build up this confidence, get into the first game and score one or two goals, right?
Yeah.
If he scores two goals and you'll lose 3-2, you know, the confidence is there to say, I can do this.
Mm.
And, yeah, but I do believe that the big problem we had, though, is that but I don't know if I can really fault this current regime.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest issue was that, number one, it took us too long to sign Brian Mbeumo. I think we should have signed him earlier.
Yeah.
So that we should have been getting all our players in by this time, so that as they're going into this preseason tour right now, that they have all the players they need for the season.
Yeah,
because I think, what is it, three weeks until the season.
Yes.
And their first game is Arsenal.
Ooh.
And what we don't want is what we had last season, where we had players coming in that week,
and then, yeah, basically,
this is a problem.
And facing a team like Arsenal,
yeah,
who just secured, in my opinion, the biggest signing of the window so far, right, in terms of like Premier League. Okay, Florian Wirtz was a massive one.
I think Wirtz takes... Oh, no. Yeah. Messi takes the first one because it's Messi.
Messi?
Yeah.
Messi?
Yeah.
Going where?
Nowhere. But it's still his trophy. Isn't that what they do for Ballon d'Or? I'm joking. I'm just pulling strings.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what just happened right
angry.
Now. Gosh. Please comment down below. Please share your thoughts.
You know I'm telling the truth. But anyway.
No.
So it was, yeah, I think it's Florian Wirtz and then this guy.
Victor Gyökeres. Here we go. Arsenal get the deal done. Signing a striker that's been on form. I think last season he was the
arguably one of the best, if not the best striker in the world.
Yeah. He definitely got the European Golden Boot for the amount of goals that he scored. But he's going to be coming in. And basically the last 2 weeks, even he wanted Arsenal. So it's good to see. And Arsenal securing.
Mark my words. Some way, somehow, Arsenal will find a way not to win the league.
This season is tough, though. This season is tough.
Yeah.
Liverpool is getting strong. Man United looking like they're doing the most. Man City will probably want to come back, right? I think this season is going to be the hardest season yet.
But now,
for a team like Arsenal. Arsenal was supposed to win the league 2 years ago.
No, last season.
But last season, Liverpool was
on fire. No, but that's the problem. Right, Liverpool wasn't on fire just because they're like... There wasn't like that one season where they almost went undefeated.
Oh, yes.
Right, Arsenal could have won this league. This was Arsenal. Looking at the team that they had.
Because Man City was also quite bad.
Because you forget, this is a team that produced very well in UEFA.
It is. It is. It's like you almost made the final.
Yeah. And the same team is like, I think they're going to find a way to just mess it up.
You know, but then this season, Victor Gyökeres is going to be starting. And then there's a player that I feel like many people forgot, but I actually went to go do research and I found out he's still in Arsenal, shockingly. He was just down with an ACL injury. Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah, but now I don't think they're going to really play Jesus as much.
No, but if he comes back, Jesus is also good at playing in a striker pair.
Yeah, no, the reason I'm saying
it's sort of like a Firmino-ish.
They have, so you have Gyökeres, I hope I said his name right. I normally confuse him with the guy from Bayern.
No.
I said his name.
Said his name right, yes.
What's the other one? Goretzka!
Oh, Goretzka.
Yeah, so Gyökeres, right?
Yes.
Sorry, there's a video... There's a guy following YouTube, and every time he sees Goretzka, he starts shouting, Goretzka!
That was inside joke.
But anyway,
it
was inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going off topic here. So, Gyökeres in front, and then you're going to have Saka on the one side.
On the right.
And then on the other side, you're either going to have like a Martinez or...
But now, who's behind him?
You're going to have a Martinez, or you're going to have a... what's his name?
Medweke. Mm-hmm.
Right? Then the strike, the midfield, who do they have in midfield now? They have
I have no idea.
They have Zubimendi, they have Odegaard, They have Declan Rice. Mm-hmm. They have the guy, Norgaard or something, the one that they got from Brentford.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a defender, that guy.
Was he a defender?
I'm not sure. Might be a defender. Might
now
be
you're making me...
I just thought of him as a defender. Norgaard. Norgaard. There we go.
Oh, you know, they played a friendly earlier on today against Inter. But anyway...
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Now I'm just going to confirm what I've said.
He's a defensive midfielder.
He's a defensive midfielder.
Yes, yes, yes.
Getting football IQ. You're not clocking. You're not clocking. Mm. I'm standing on business.
Definitely not a lucky guess.
Yes. No, not a lucky guess.
Yeah.
And then don't forget, they also made one of the biggest signings this season, you know, because they were like, you know, why get one player from Chelsea when you can get two players from Chelsea?
Mm-hmm.
And they got Kepa Wi-Fi password.
Yes, yes. Kepa Arrizabalaga. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And yeah, so.
Oh, and Christian Mosquera was a defender as well. Right.
So I don't see. And they still have Mourinho.
Yeah, they have a lot of players. Squad depth is definitely what they are getting right now.
And it might be what they need right
which
now.
Which is awesome. I mean, if you're going to be in the Champions League and in the Premier League and in the FA Cup, I mean, that was one of Man City's strengths.
Yeah, the season they won, they had
direct replacements for.
But now, the question arises, if they don't win the league, do they keep Arteta?
This coming season?
Yeah.
I have no idea. The question I always ask is, who are you gonna replace him with? That's the question I always ask. Because the Premier League is not just...
Now, remember, there's like a lot of coaches out there that they can probably poach from another team. Forgetting Emre was not in a job. I mean, Emre was not jobless.
Yeah, he was like full-on mid-season. Was poached mid-season.
Yep.
Imagine that, huh? In the Champions League, I think, at that stage, even. Poached mid-season from Sporting. He's a good coach, though. But there's like very rare, you know? Probably someone like Roberto De Zerbi... You know, those are like the kind of people I see replacing them. Not just anyone.
Yeah.
Those crazy maniacs.
They'll probably have to get a manager from like a big club. And remember, now we're talking end season now. We're not talking about it like mid season.
You saying
by end of season if he hasn't won the league.
Wow. I don't know.
And there's some pretty good young managers out there right now, you know?
Because now they're actually giving him what he wants. So they're giving him the budget. To
do what he wants.
To sign these players.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, did Southampton make it back to the Premier League? I hope so, please.
Were they out of the Premier League?
Yeah. That's like two seasons.
What? I didn't even know.
Damn it, they didn't make it. They didn't get promoted last season. Well, I guess I'm going to be watching the Championship because I want to be seeing Will Still. I don't know if you remember him, the guy who cost a club a lot of money because cost Rams a lot of money. Because he wasn't fully licensed yet, but he was getting the job done.
Oh, wow.
Every time he coached.
As a coach?
Yeah, we did a whole thing on this. But anyway. So seeing how he ends the season, he could probably get picked. There's the Brighton coach who also could probably get picked. Because Arsenal is a bigger club.
Yes, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
There's the guy at Burnley.
But now, where does Arteta go?
To Burnley?
No way. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. There's a whole list of like good coaches.
There's a list of good coaches and I'm like reading through some of them, you know?
Yeah.
There's De Zerbi. There's the guy at, what's his team called again? Bologna.
Oh, yes. That coach. That coach did definitely transform that club.
And, you know, there's the current guy at Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yes.
And out of him came up players like Mamouche and
Ekitike.
And you know, that was a good way to segue.
Oh, yeah.
Into the next one, which is Ekitike to Liverpool. What's your thoughts?
Huge. 95 million euro deal, potentially.
So Liverpool just broke the thing twice.
You see, but now no one is talking. But if Man City were to get involved and do something like this, all of a sudden, it's a big story.
Yeah, because Man City does it every season.
I mean, no, they don't.
Yeah, what?
They don't. The only signing I remember that was close to 100 was Jack Grealish, and that was it. No one else. No one else. Liverpool has done it twice in the same window. Twice in the same window. Plus an extra 30-40 million on Jeremy Frimpong. It's not fair. Plus another 30 million on Milos Kerkens.
I don't think he wants us to go through.
No. This time
how much
we can. Let's not do it, but we can.
How much Man City spends on average.
We can,
you know?
Yeah.
It's quite crazy. But anyway, we're not talking about Man City. Don't always make it about your club.
Oh.
Damn it.
Okay.
But look, I think Liverpool's also looking quite strong this season.
Very strong.
Getting Ekitike in, getting Frimpong in. Who else did they get in? Florian Wirtz.
Yeah.
You can see that this coach is really building a very attacking-minded team.
Mm. Direct.
Very direct team here.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a very interesting season. And I don't just think just in the Premier League. You look at Madrid, who has really brought in some good talent as well, bringing in Trent. Bringing in, there was a striker, was it Garcia or something like that, the one who played at the World Cup.
Yes.
And then, because you think that they like killing it, and then you find out Barcelona and Man United have agreed a loan deal, right, for Marcus Rashford. And Marcus Rashford has accepted getting a lower wage, and which means that Barcelona will be covering the entire thing.
His entire salary. What are your thoughts on that?
I was speaking to a friend who's a Barca fan, and I was telling him, you know, I think it's very good for Barca and very good for Rashford. I don't think Rashford is a bad player. I just don't think he's a good fit for
Man United. I don't know.
I think in his mind, he's gotten too big for the club.
Which is
insane.
Yeah.
And yeah. And if there's a falling out, there's a falling out. I could be wrong. Again, I'm not in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything that's happening with the situation.
I don't think personally that he'll get as much game time as he would like.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
I foresee Barca to be like a very rigid team. There is a very rigid structure. So maybe if they're winning about 3-2-0, that's when I imagine them coming in.
No, I don't agree, Philly. For something that's very good about Hansi Flick is that he's not scared to bench, replace, and try new things. You don't want to play Rafinha every game. You don't want to start Rafinha every game. You don't want to start Lamine Yamal every single game. You know? And that allows for longevity in the season. Number one. Number two, if there's something that Rashford... So an advantage Rashford has over a player like Rafinha is that, I could be wrong, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Rafinha plays on the wings.
Yeah.
Rashford can play in the center.
Yes.
But he's not necessarily a Rafinha or a Lamar, Yamin Lamar change, but...
Might be even a Lewandowski.
A Lewandowski change. And Lewandowski getting old.
And there's no other... Oh, wait. Besides Ferran Torres.
Ferran Torres. And that becomes now the thing. So now he doesn't have to play in the center. He can play on the left, he can play on the right, he can play on the center. So that utility now becomes something Barca can really use. Because now imagine Barca's bench coming out. You know, you have somebody like Rashford, what's his name? I can't say his name now.
Rafinha.
Wait,
Ferran Torres.
Yeah, Ferran Torres coming in. It's, you're looking at that and you're like, oh my word. Yeah.
You know,
I thought they were going to sub off weaker players.
I think with this transfer window and this upcoming season, right, there is one thing that remains true, and it's one thing that every man should look into, and that is to get FC 26.
Yeah. Not a sponsor, but you don't mind.
I think it's going to be insane. Using all these teams with like all these superstars.
Ooh.
It's going to be nice. And watching them week in, week out, man.
Ooh. And then coming to the show, listening to us speak about them.
Break down.
Week in and week out.
Yeah, the ins and the outs of the game. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Talking about ins and outs, I'm going to leave you with one last one, a potential one that's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I blame the World Cup.
Okay, cool.
Xavi Simmons is in advanced talk with Chelsea on personal terms.
Wow. Wow. Dope move. I'm excited for it because I've never really watched a lot of Xavi Simmons.
I watched Xavi Simmons since he was young, since he was in the Barca Academy.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
You're OG.
He's been, been hoping he gets into, you know, United. I'm also hoping that, you know, when I play Football Manager, I always get him.
Okay, cool. So your boy's coming in.
Yeah, and hopefully he does wonders. And then Chelsea have also made an offer to Ajax for Yoral Petok.
Okay, cool. Chelsea strengthening, man.
Chelsea is just buying.
And going for like very specific signings.
Like I watched some, I was reading something where they were like, there's a fine that Chelsea got for breaking some rule.
Mm.
Right? And then the post under it said, it doesn't really matter. If they win their next World Cup game, they'll have enough money to pay the fine. And talking about things that are fine.
Yes.
I think even Ferguson might be fine with his new club.
Ferguson? Which Ferguson?
The one in Everton or Brighton? Brighton.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going from Brighton to Roma.
Wow.
For 37 million.
Damn.
Oh, sorry. It's a loan fee for 3 million. And there's a buying clause for 37 million, but it is not mandatory.
Okay, cool. Sweet stuff.
And I know I said that one as the last one, but because, you know, I love you guys so much. I'll give you one more. So Rodrigo could be on the move despite his Real Madrid contract being up until 2028. With Bayern Munich, PSG, Arsenal, and I thought it used to also be Liverpool, but I don't think Liverpool can go for another player right now.
Yeah.
Right?
They're probably out the game right now.
Yeah, and I'm hoping also Man United, but they're not really in.
So
not even in the race.
So chances are he might not be landing up in the Premier League.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to end up in like a PSG or Bayern.
Yeah. I think it's good because maybe coming to the Premier League, you know, for these players, I don't know if they sort of, you know, because you can imagine a Rodrigo coming from like a Real Madrid, he might look down with like Liverpool and stuff like that, and then find himself thinking he's too big for the club. And he gets there and he gets a rude awakening.
Yep.
Of how things are in the Premier League.
It's bad.
So maybe a PSG, you know, definitely win League One. And a Bayern Munich, where you'll definitely win the Bundesliga, you know. Maybe, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah. And I know I said that was the last one, but you know what? Because you asked so nice.
Okay.
You asked so nice.
Okay.
Newcastle are preparing to approach Brentford again, right? For Yana Wissa.
Brentford say no. Brentford say no. You can't afford another loss.
Yep.
You cannot afford another loss.
Wissa is keen on the Newcastle project, right? As the project allows him to have a chance to play
the Champions League.
The power of Champions
say League. Say no. Are you guys in the Champions League? No.
No.
Come on, Spurs.
Yep. If only we won that game.
Oh, my goodness me.
We would have had our striker. We would have had our... Man,
it's okay. It
and then fun. I'm so happy, and I'm gonna close off with this. You know,
yeah.
I'm so happy that Nicholas Jackson was valued at between 80 to 100 mil.
Damn.
Because Man United wanted to buy him.
Damn.
But now I guess it's too expensive.
How is he valued at 80 to 100?
It's Chelsea.
Damn.
He has a 9-year contract, guys.
Oh, that's why.
And he's a Premier League striker.
9-year contract.
Yeah, I remember when Chelsea were giving out everybody like 9-year contracts.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous indeed. Hey. Could be worse. Could be Barca. 1 billion rand release clause.
Barca is like 20-year contract.
Lifetime contract.
Makes sense.
Sell your soul here.
Messi only left when he was like 34, 35. You get raised here, bro.
Oh, my word. It's crazy.
You're going to be back.
Yeah? Like, I'm looking at Yamin Lamar's contract. It ends in 2031.
Ooh.
So, his extension was this year. That's what? That's a 6-year contract.
Mm.
Six? Yeah. Five. That's... No, yeah, 6-year.
6-year deal.
That's not bad. I'm not seeing a release clause, okay? There's probably a release clause. I'm just not looking at the contract.
We know how much it is.
Yep.
We know deep down.
2 billion.
deep down we know.
But that is it for the show.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
We know we did.
But we gotta head out. Yeah. Find some more news for you next, you know?
Scout.
Gotta scout.
Talk to our friend Fabrizio.
Yeah, talk to our friend, the person who deals with Barcelona. And ask him why a billion.
You know? It's okay though.
Did you know? You know how, you know, Yamin Lamar's always breaking these crazy stats at the age of 17?
Yeah.
He's only 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Yamin Lamar turned 18 and he was only 17.
Damn. I think Lamine Yamal was the first 17-year-old
to turn 18.
To turn 18.
To be 18.
You know?
Yeah. Crazy stuff. But with that crazy nonsense, we're signing out.
Peace. Active FM. Radio has never been better.